unleash your inner happiness, and strengthen your identity in Christ.
I'm Kelly Jean Pittman, and this is my amazing daughter, Jaina. We're a mom and daughter duo who unapologetically focus on living a Christ-centered life. Through biblical teachings and the latest research on brain health, we'll share solutions and inspiration.
From strengthening family relationships to overcoming daily emotional and spiritual battles, you'll grow spiritually and emotionally as you discover God's immense peace.
By putting God first, we'll help you to faithfully and unapologetically share the truth of Christ with those around you.
And if you want to learn more about our journey in following Christ and breaking free from anxious thoughts, check out my mom's book, Unleashing Happiness. It is now available on Amazon.
We're honored to share this time with you and pray that the Lord reveal His beauty in your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome, beautiful listeners. We're so excited to have you join us today.
Welcome back, guys.
Yes, today we're talking about a topic that I think is really important and can get confused as we go about our day. I know I've gotten confused and hung up in this. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, I mean, today we're talking about finding motivation in God. It's oftentimes confused with, it's about us, it's about our motivation, and I don't have the motivation to do it. I don't have the motivation to worship God. I don't have the motivation to do my homework. I don't have the motivation to get up and eat, you know?
Right.
What?
Yeah, sometimes it can come to the simple things, right? It's like, I don't have the motivation to even get out of bed, or I don't mm-hmm. have the motivation to deal with the kids, or I don't have the motivation to go to work today. I mean, it can be big things that can get kind of scary, where it's like, what's wrong with me?
Mm-hmm.
And what the first message you really want to get out is like, you know what, God, you know, and people beat themselves up. It's like, I don't have any emotion. I'm no good. Motivation. I don't have any motivation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you feel bad about yourself.
Yeah.
And like, everybody else is doing all these great and wonderful things. And why do I not have motivation to go out and do these great, wonderful things that I see everybody else doing?
Like, yeah.
It's just a challenge to get up and do each day
mm-hmm.
without adding all these amazing things in there. But what we've come to realize is God doesn't really care about our motivation.
No. Well, I mean, who cares if you're motivated?
Yeah.
What we're doing on this earth and what our design is to worship God, is to worship God in literally everything that we do.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 10:31 says, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. And that's kind of what you're saying. It's like the small things. Oftentimes, when I'm not feeling motivated or I'm just kind of feeling out of the zone, I don't even have the motivation to get up and make myself a meal. I don't have the motivation to, let's say I'm really tired at night, I don't have the motivation to brush my teeth.
Right.
It's like God doesn't care about our motivation. He wants us to do all things for Him and to Him because of how good He is. Like, He wants us to be doing everything for Him.
Amen. Yes. And it's not so much that motivation piece as, so it's not right or wrong, right? That's what we want to get. It's like, it's not like you're a bad person, but what it is, it's like that lack of motivation is telling you something
mm-hmm.
that you need to take a look at. Something is not in line with your soul. Something is not in line with what God wants for you.
Yeah. Because even like kind of what we were talking about is that tired, exhausted piece where I don't feel like doing something because I'm tired. Like, that is telling your body that you haven't got enough rest or you're getting caught up in doing things that maybe you shouldn't.
Right. Exactly. It's like when I get stuck in that, really, it's for me, it's kind of overwhelm.
Mm-hmm.
And then it,
I find that too,
zaps my motivation. And then the depression kind of comes in. And for me, it's kind of that order. I'm sure it's probably different for other people. But that is a red flag where I need to stop and look and see what I'm really doing. And always, I think always, when I stop and look, I am doing things out of fear.
Mm-hmm. Speak more on that.
I'm not doing them to glorify God. In mm-hmm. fact, God is not at the anchor or the focus of what I'm doing. I'm doing it out of fear and that I'm not good enough.
And that, that's a really, really good point.
And that I'm going to fail.
Mm-hmm.
And that I'm not, I'm going to let everybody down, or I can't be like somebody else. Maybe I find myself comparing when I compare myself to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
That can cause that overwhelm. It's like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
So it's a fear then of not showing up the way I think I should be showing up. And God's not anywhere in the picture.
No. And kind of like what I noticed about this too, I fall into the same trap. But when you're doing that, it's all about you. It's you're focusing purely on yourself and, oh my goodness, what are people going to think about me? I don't feel like doing this. It's about my desires. It's about what I want, what I feel like. When God never asked us, never even called us to be examining ourselves that much.
Right. He didn't tell us that we needed to have some sort of career, that we needed to be financially successful, that we needed to be the best mom ever,
mm-hmm.
that we needed to be on all these different maybe organizations and groups and committees, and that we're out with people all the time doing amazing things.
Yeah.
At least in the eyes
of man.
What we think, you know.
That's a good point. Like, I think I focused a lot on this too, just with thinking too much of myself, but about what I should be doing and what, like, the people around me are doing, and comparing myself to what they are doing. And again, getting caught up in that and comparing myself to my peers. Especially this happened a lot last year. But it's like what I'm realizing is that everything should be done for the glory of God.
Amen. It's like ding, 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 ding. It's like, wait a second. Jesus preached. What are the two most things we're supposed to do?
Love God with all your heart, mind, and strength and soul.
Okay, that has nothing to do with us. That's not any self-projection whatsoever. Nope. It's like, I don't need to be good enough to love God. God accepts me.
That's so good. So good.
So waste of time there trying to, you know, worry about us and knock ourselves down and say we're not good enough. Of course we're not. It's why Jesus came and died on the cross.
Amen.
Amen. And second,
love people.
Serve others. Love your neighbor as yourself. It's like when we love God and put God first, we're able to love ourselves.
Yeah.
If we don't put God first, we'll never get to that self-love.
No.
And that can be a hard concept for people to understand. In fact, I think I just started to fully grasp it because I kind of fell in with the new common, you know, theory self-love. Out there. Self-love. You got to love yourself. And yes, you do. But it's like, no, I realized in working with clients and trauma victims is that the people who really heal are the ones that have God, because it's so hard to love yourself.
Yeah.
It's hard to love others because they've hurt you. It's like, how do you ever break free from that if you don't have God?
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone is looking to be loved.
And it takes the focus off of yourself, so you see more than, you see something greater than just your own flaws and your own sin. It's like, okay, how are you ever going to love somebody else if you're just focused on yourself, looking at all of the faults that you have? If you're looking to God for identity and something greater, you're going to be able to see the beauty in humanity and be able to serve and love others.
Amen. Where you put your focus is kind of what you become. And so if you put your focus on worry and not enough and failure, that's where you will be submerged. You put your focus on God, on His beauty, His greatness, His everlasting life and love. That's where you're going to follow. That's where your heart will radiate the light and love that comes from Jesus. And it doesn't come from anyone else, because
it can't.
Humans are flawed. We're flawed. I'm sorry. I try so hard.
we can't. We're not good without God.
We're not. And then not to mention each and every one of us have our own expectations where we think people should do this, this, and this. Well, this is based in our own mind and nothing else. And people are going to fail us because, number one, they have no idea what we're thinking. I mean,
they can't read their mind.
They can't read my mind, and they don't know what I want, right? But I'm expecting them to do these certain things. And so there's a lot of complications when you put all your focus on yourself.
Yeah.
Or on others, on man.
Yeah. I mean, the worldly desires, like when you focus on God, you have no desire to want the things of the world. It's like being so immersed in the Lord, he's going to shift the things that you thought you wanted to the things that you actually do want, because those are the things that he wants for you.
Right.
And your priorities get shifted and you're like, oh my goodness, I never thought that I could find fulfillment doing this. And kind of talking about serving people, I'm in this psychology class right now, and it's positive psychology, so it's like the study of why people Yay. Have peace and are positive and altruism and just goodness. And we did this thing where we had to do a nice thing for somebody and something nice for ourselves. And what I found is that, you know, what I did for someone else brought me way more happiness and joy than doing anything for myself.
Wow, that is a revelation.
And that's like proven through psychology that if you're feeling down, go serve somebody. Go do something nice for somebody else.
Absolutely.
Because you're going to find so much more joy in that.
You know, and I totally, I get that. And you don't think about that, but mm-hmm. it seems like when I do something nice for myself, it's kind of short-lived. I get like that dopamine rush, that yep. reward. Yep. And then it's mm-hmm. like peters out, and then I have a complaint.
Yeah.
It's like,
well, life hits you.
It does. And like, unless I move and be grateful, you know, if I do that and stay connected with God, I can accept it and enjoy it much better. But when I'm doing something for somebody else, and even like, I like to give people gifts. I mean, gifts like I know that they will like, I get really excited. And I don't even, I guess, have to like them exactly, but they usually do because I know they're going to like them. So it's fun to shop for them. I like to shop for people, but there is a joy that I can't really explain, but it does not happen.
When you're focused on yourself.
When I'm focused on myself. Mm-hmm. It's not the same for me. It doesn't feel the same. I don't think it's as long lasting.
Oh, absolutely not. No.
As when I'm doing things for others. It's like more sustaining.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why God absolutely has called us to serve others, to sustain us
yeah.
and keep us focused on him. Because when we focus on ourselves, we get lost in our mind.
Yeah.
And getting lost in our mind can be a really scary place.
Mm-hmm.
We want God to fill our mind. We want to get lost in him.
Yeah. And that's so, kind of where like the pride can set in too, where pride is just thinking of yourself too much.
Yeah. I like that definition
like
that of that.
Self-focus. And it's like, no matter what, because pride is either one of two ways. You're tearing yourself down and lifting other people up, which is not fair to them, and it's not fair to you. Or it's thinking of yourself too highly.
Right.
And neither way is fair. It's not good. It's not...
Right.
It's just not fair to who God has made you to be or who God made that other person to be.
But it's so prominent in our society,
it
even
is.
As parenting, like... The big thing was, it's like, you need to be proud of your children and mm-hmm. tell them, I am proud of you, and tell your kids to be proud.
Well, which actually, scientifically, is not good for them, because it builds their ego up and makes it harder for them to try new things, or makes them afraid to try new things.
And this is inducing pride.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And pride is, again, getting lost in those thoughts about yourself.
Yep.
And then it's a... Right? You can get narcissistic. We have problems with lots of narcissism going on in our society right now. Too much pride. Or it goes the other way. You're constantly, you get puffed up, but then you crash. There's like a crash with pride.
Yeah.
Is what I've found. You know it's pride when like you're feeling really good. You're better than everyone else. It's super cool. And then someone else maybe does something pretty great and then you crash.
Yep.
That's pride. You know you're in pride when that's happening. But other people's success should not make you think less of yourself. If it does, mm-hmm. then you're stuck with a pride problem.
Yep.
So, and that's not motivating, and that's not being focused on God. So we have to be careful that we don't exhaust and drain ourselves by chasing worldly things.
Yeah.
By chasing what man has said we should be motivated by.
Mm-hmm.
And I think our world is dictated by what man says, especially with screens and marketing and advertising. It's constant. It's like, you need this to be worthy, to be happy.
Yeah.
That's all a lie. And that motivation, it's going to drop. That's where you're not going to have motivation if you're following.
Yeah. Because even, like, I notice myself when if I'm, like, on my phone a lot or, like, on my computer a lot, that motivation drops, but then it just sucks because I have no motivation to even get out of my bed to do devotions. I'm like, oh God, I don't feel like reading my Bible. But you know what? Like I said at the beginning, who cares if I'm motivated? All I have to do to become motivated and to start doing my day for the Lord is to remember the sacrifice that he made on that cross.
Amen. Amen, sister. Oh, yes.
There's this sermon that sticks in my brain, and it was a very graphic description of his crucifixion, which I will not go into because it's pretty gruesome. But all I have to do is remember that, and then I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm giving you my all. You literally gave me everything, and I will never be able to give that back. But because you did, I'm going to serve you, and I'm going to live my days and my activity through you, or for you, because you've given me everything. Literally everything has come through you.
Wow.
And it's so moving. So that's one way I can, that's one way I direct my focus back to the Lord. And then he gives me motivation to serve him and to love him and to do everything for him.
I've never thought of it that way. That's really powerful too. I mean, I haven't, like, when I need that motivation.
But
like,
and it's not in a guilt way. It's more like, I stand in awe of my Jesus who did that for
right,
me.
Right, empowering. It's like, even like I'm thinking I'm wearing my cross, just even have the cross, it's mm-hmm. like a reminder. Mm-hmm. It's like even to hold it or touch it, it's like, you know, oh, I don't feel like doing this, I'm down. But it's like, Lord Jesus, I love you, I praise you, thank you, you know,
or for even if I get frustrated with something, I'm like, okay, Lord, give me grace to
right, go through this. You've done this for me, show me what I need to do. Show me the next steps. Give me your glory. Give me your power. Give me your direction.
Yeah.
So that I am motivated to follow you and do and choose the life that you want me to have. Yeah. The life that Jesus taught us about. Yeah. So that is an awesome kind of tool, I think, yeah. Our practice to put into place. It's like the cross, the sacrifice, God's mm-hmm. son. And for moms, thinking about sacrificing your child, it's like, whoa, okay.
okay, you know, Snappy, get back into serving the Lord.
Yeah, get back in. I got to see what's going on here yeah. and get back focused on God. That I've got a detour, right? Yeah. I like fell out of step with God.
And then it also keeps us from doing meaningless works.
Yes. You want to go into a little bit more about that?
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about this before, but, you know, oftentimes when we feel a lack of motivation or just tiredness, we can get caught up in what the world wants. But, like, it can creep up on you because mm-hmm. you're doing all these things and you think they're super great and mm-hmm. you're doing what makes you feel happy.
I can feel it. Like, and, you're feeling energized, right?
Yeah. You think you're doing, you know, all this good stuff and
focused,
very, you know, in a way, self-serving. But then it just, you feel depleted.
Right.
You have no motivation. You're tired. You're exhausted. And you can't even wake up the next day to read devotions.
And you're so overwhelmed and that pride might sneak in. And all of a sudden you're wondering how things went so wrong yeah. because you were so on target, you thought, doing all these things, when I step back and look, are things that society says we should do.
Yeah.
Because when I step back and then overwhelm and get connected with God and refocus, a lot of the things that we're doing, they kind of drop to the wayside.
Yeah.
They're not important, but I find so much joy and peace, and I love life, and I get more things done than I ever have. But it's not that race, right? Yeah. That never ending chase, run. It's like, it's things that bring beauty and peace. And it's the little things, even like eating dinner together and making a healthy meal and, you know, playing and walking with the dog and having yeah. time to do the things in life that I think God intended us to do.
One of our favorite devotion book is Jesus Calling by Sarah Young. And she wrote this, I think it was for yesterday. Today, we're recording this on February 11th. And so February 10th devotion says, many, many things that people do in God's name has no value. Therefore, we want to avoid doing meaningless works. It's just like,
wow, powerful. Bam. Almost like, boom, slap in the face I felt that was, because yeah. I think we get so caught up doing. I have to do, especially yeah. as moms. And you can speak for yourself as a student. Like, we have to do these things. It's like, we're gripping so tight. It's like, it's not going to get me into the kingdom of God.
Am I really doing this for God, or am I doing it because society's telling me to? And then, you know, I can put God in it to make myself feel better. When in reality, works do not supplement faith. Works are done through our faith and devotion to God. Like, it just doesn't work that way.
Yeah, that's really important to understand that, right, works alone are nothing. They're not going to build the kingdom of God.
No.
You need to have faith. And with faith, you need action. So then you think, okay, but I have that action. But it's like, no, the focus, the soul focus has to be on God.
Yeah.
And God's love.
Your action needs to be done through devotion to Jesus.
Right. And glorifying him mm-hmm. and praising him and doing as Jesus did. And so how do we do that, right? How do we stay focused on God? And we've got three simple steps that we kind of put into place that kind of help us to stay motivated in God and not the world around us.
Yeah. And so the first one is to take breaks with God. I mean, you read in the Bible, Jesus often went away to go pray to the Lord and be with him and be in his presence. And obviously we're not Jesus, so we're not going to be perfect in our communication with the Lord.
Yeah, and we're in times, the time has gone much faster yes. with this technology, which man created, not God. So I'm not saying you shouldn't be lost for days, you know, in communication with God by yourself. But we're, you know.
I mean, you could, if that's what the Lord is calling
Jesus
you to.
Jesus isn't talking like 5 minutes, but hey, if you have to start with 5 minutes, start with 5 minutes. Yeah.
And Jesus calls us to become more like him. And so Luke 6:12 says, in these days he went out to the mountain to pray, and all night he continued in prayer to God.
Amen.
I think that's really
yes.
beautiful. He would go away with God by himself and just pray. And
Jesus,
we don't know what he was talking about with the Lord, but
that sure he had a lot to talk about. Yeah. I said, Lord, you know, have you been down here with these people?
Yeah, and so, like, you know, following in his footsteps, if we're feeling overwhelmed throughout the day, or even if we're not, I think this should be a practice no matter how we're feeling, because
right.
it doesn't matter.
Right.
It's not about us. It's about glorifying God and staying in communication with him, that we should just take time to be with him throughout the day.
You're exactly right. It's not if it's, like, routine.
Yes.
Habits.
Yes. Yes.
So we need in every day to take a break with God. Yeah. Several breaks with God. I think we need more breaks with God throughout the day.
Yeah.
It's hard to put it all in one, because I think it's very easy to lose touch with yeah. him. And it can be easy, simple ways, like driving to work. I have about 30 minutes driving to work. I turn on the Christian channel. I can pray mm-hmm. and sing praise and worship songs.
Yeah.
That's communing with God. That's changing my focus. That's really lifting my spirit up. Mm-hmm. It's connecting me. It's filling me with light and love. So it can be simple and fun things like that, but it's purposeful, right? We don't want that meaningless action.
No.
It's like if you're popping on music or you're popping on a podcast, what is it about?
Yeah.
It's like, stop and see if you can make that purposeful and connecting with God mm-hmm. and following his light and walking in his footsteps. We have so many opportunities throughout the day to stop the meaningless action. So
and it's funny, I have this friend who, like, if we were just, I don't know, I would see him in the coffee shop or whatever and say hi, and then he would just, like, leave his backpack at the table, but then he would take his Bible and just go away for like 15 minutes. I had no idea where he went, but I'm guessing he would just go and read his Bible. And I was like, that's awesome, that's so cool. And it was like, it would be like the most random parts of the day, like, you know, doing homework or at lunch, and he's just
right.
like, I'm going away, like, I'll see you guys in a few minutes. I'd see him and he was just like sit in like the hallway in one of the chairs and he would just be like reading his Bible, and I'm like, that's
beautiful,
that's awesome.
Way to go. Like, youth, yes.
Yes.
I love them. They're so motivated to be
I
with
mean, it's
them.
Cool being on, like, a Christian campus, because you have no idea what kind of habits other believers have, and it's like, you get to see that directly
yeah,
on
what
campus.
Beautiful example and motivation, I
yeah.
think, right? So, And so, and because of where you're drawn to God, you're going to see this and you're going to see it differently. Mm-hmm. Whereas somebody else could be like, hey, that idiot left its backpack. You know, what is he, you know, and like, yeah. put a whole negative twist on it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how, where that motivation gets sucked down by negativity. When you're not focused on light, love, and God, it's like mm-hmm. you start scripting all these stories that follow kind of man's mainstream
mm-hmm.
narrative, which is pretty negative. That's why Jesus came down,
yeah,
to save us,
yeah,
and direct us and show us what to do. So that is number one. So number two, so you want to spend time with God morning, noon, and night in conversation, at lunch, all throughout the day. Just mm-hmm. make it a habit, make it routine. There's lots of different ways that you can do it. But number two is with that motivation, because we're talking specifically about motivation. So I think this one's really important. And when we have those feelings of overwhelm, when we lack energy, when we lack that motivation, when we're starting to feel kind of depressed, those are signs.
Mm-hmm.
God designed our brain beautifully. And so I think when we're not in line with the spirit of who we really are in Jesus Christ, that there's red flags popping up. Our emotions change. We're different. We're scared. We're walking in fear. That's not who we're meant to be. That's not who God called us to be. We were not called to be fearful. Mm-hmm. We're called to have peace. We're yeah. called to, we are love. We're made in God's image. And so that's a red flag that something is out of alignment. And mm-hmm. so what we really need to do is we need to turn inward and really figure out, like, why am I feeling this way?
Yeah.
What fear is driving this emotion?
Or what am I doing that is not serving God?
Right, what is meaningless in mm-hmm. my life? What is taking my energy but not adding anything to the life God called me to live?
That's a good question. You should write that down. You should write that down if you're listening right now.
We should write that down. We don't have a pen, gosh darn it. We'll have to go back and listen.
I have lots of pens somewhere.
Okay. She's going to write it down for us because that's just a good...
Yeah.
A good but reminder.
But it is really, really good because... I mean, going back to that 1 Corinthians 10:31 verse, so whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Is what you're doing serving the Lord? And you need to assess that, because, like you said, is it adding or is it taking away from your joy and what the Lord has designed for you?
Right. God has not called us to be fearful. He's not called us to live in sorrow. He's not called us to be angry. He wants us to be peace. He gives us peace. It says, peace be with you 365 times in the Bible, one for each day. And love, peace and love, they should be the characteristics of, they are the characteristics yes. of God. Yeah.
Yes.
And so that's what we want to look for. That's our goal. That's our focus. And that's really the fruit of the Spirit. So we're trying to figure out like where to refocus. And when we're trying to figure out, like, is this really fulfilling God? We want to go to Galatians. And
it says that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law.
Amen. So we want to follow God's law.
Yeah.
And so when we are turning in and seeing, like, where maybe there's an energy drain, where we're not in line with the Spirit, look at the fruits of the Spirit. Does it align? Is what you're doing align with love, joy? Does it bring peace? Does it involve patience? Is it kind? Is it overflowing with kindness? Is it good? Is what you're doing, is it really good? And by good, it should be making you feel joy, connected to God. If it's detracting or pulling you away or making you feel unmotivated,
yeah,
and kind of dissociate, it's not from God.
No.
God doesn't call us to pull away from people or humans or things. That's not of God. Faithfulness, goodness, gentle, self-control, that's a big one. I think in our society, particularly in America, self-control is touted as like a bad thing. Just live your life, do what you want, who cares?
Yeah.
That's not what the Bible says. It's all about self-control. The enemy is going to have a lot of fun with you if you don't have self-control.
No. And so that's where we need to take our focus and bring it back to God, because he's going to show us what we need to be doing and what we want and what we should be desiring. And that kind of leads us to our last point, where you just got to give everything to God. You got to pray and give it to God, and there's different Amen. Ways of doing it. I like to just, you know, if I'm struggling through something, I like to just bring it to the Lord immediately. Be like, hey, Lord, here's what I'm going through. Da-da-da-da. And then, yeah.
Yeah, I love that. It's like, here it is, dear God, show me. I pray, it's like, plead with him, show me, help mm-hmm. me, show me what to do. I need to know, tell me.
Yeah.
It's like, I plead with God, and he, through so many different ways, you know, shows me what I need to do. Sometimes it feels like a frying pan smacked on my head, knocking me out cold, and it's something that I never... You know, it can be very challenging. Other times it can be through, you know, different people, voices, Bible verses, friends, different things. It's like God talks in all ways. So we need to pray to him and listen and be open in a great way. And one thing that I like to do, and it does take a little more energy, seriously, but is to write it down. When I write things down, I feel that it's more powerful and impactful. And I get to go back and see when I was praying for these things, how God answers them later, which is really super cool. Mm-hmm. And then just with the brain, when you write it down, it makes it more real. It's like it's concrete. Yeah. It's like this is a real request to God. This isn't like just a plea. This is like, God, this is what I need. Dear God, please give me this. Please do this. And thank you and praises also go in the journal.
Amen.
Amen. Because that is so powerful too. When you're thanking God and you're writing it down, I think it changes the relationship between us. It's just really powerful to have it written and in words where you can go back and read it. It's like, my almighty Father, thank you. You are glorious. It's like I bow down before you. Mm-hmm. So very powerful. Yeah. That is the most you want. That's how you're going to get your motivation from God.
Yeah.
By doing this.
By focusing on him, giving it to him, realizing, okay, what is getting in my way of serving him and following him?
Right. And sometimes you might have some hard answers because, you know, it's tough, especially like
we're literally flawed. We're going to do things that Jesus needs to root out of us.
Right. And as a mom in today's culture, it's like impossible to do everything. But our culture tells us that we can do everything. We deserve everything. And this is what we should be doing. We should have a career. Mm-hmm. We should be going out on vacations. We should have, you know, time with friends. We should have all these things. We should have kids. We can have pets. We can do all this. But the truth is, we have limited time. And all these things don't necessarily... Praise God, everybody's life is different, so you can't look at somebody else and say, well, she's doing that, I should do that. It doesn't work that way. You go to God and ask God what his plan is for you in your life. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing right now, is not looking at other, well, she's doing that, she's a Christian, I should be able to do that too.
Yeah.
No.
That's not true.
No. It's like...
And first, God gave us all different capabilities and capacities. Right.
And then who knows if she's listening to God or not? You don't know that. She can maybe say she is, but it's not our concern. The main thing is it's not our concern, no. Right? We just have to focus on ourselves, clearly get connected with God, sincerely give him our heart, give him our all, ask him to show us how to live a life that loves him and shows him and honors him, glorifies him, mm-hmm. and shows our faithfulness to him. Mm-hmm. Amen. And so as we close this out, well, I like this verse. Psalms is the one that I'm reading, and it's verse 32, chapter 8, just as I'm talking about that prayer, that prayer, worship, and glorifying God. And Psalm 32 says that God, he says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. It's like, amen. He tells us directly in the Bible, this is what he will do. Yeah. We don't have to sit here and flounder and go to man and try and figure out what we should do when in the Bible...
We could just cut out the middleman and go straight to him.
Yeah, go to the Almighty. Go to the greatest, most powerful God, only God,
yeah,
to ever exist. We have access to him, the King of Kings. How amazing is that? Why mess yet with the middle ground or man or anything else, man? Because I've got
too much time, okay? I can't waste with, like, wrong answers and misleading.
Getting distracted for maybe years sometimes, if not decades, on things like that man says are great. And then you finally get them and, like, I'm more miserable than I ever have. Mm-hmm. What happened? Mm-hmm. I mean, to some degree, we've all been there, I think. That's why people are such strong followers of God, because a lot of us have lived another life. Mm-hmm. A different way. Mm-hmm. And it's like, there's nothing that compares to God's peace.
No.
Inside of our heart. Yeah. That calm. It's unearthly. So, the good news is, motivation? Who cares? We don't need to have it on our own. Right? No. It's like...
Because it's really not about us. It's truly about everything. It's about the God. It's about God. It's about who he is and how we can serve him.
Right. So, we don't have to worry about running around doing what man thinks we should be mm-hmm. doing. When we look toward God, look inward, and focus on him, glorifying him, praising him, worshiping him, giving thanks, and asking him to guide you, that motivation God gives you will far outreach any other motivation you could get from man or current culture.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. And three steps to kind of focus on God's motivation instead of trying to cultivate your own motivation. That's it. You don't have to cultivate your own motivation. I guess that's where we're really getting at.
Yeah.
It comes from God. And three simple steps are, number one.
Take a break. Just take breaks throughout the day and go commune with your creator.
Yes, you need to break. You have to have breaks with God throughout mm-hmm. your day. Absolutely. You can do it easily by listening to the radio and lots of other fun things. But
or just sit in silence and pray to him.
Yeah, just talk to him. Mm-hmm. And just read devotions, a morning routine, evening routine, just all throughout your day. Yep. There's many ways you can get God in.
Then you need to turn inward, assess some of your feelings and emotions. If there's any red flags, like you're tired or you're feeling just really icky about yourself, or, you know, just look out for some of those red flags.
Depressed, fearful, overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. You want to move away from everybody, take a break from people. Those are red flags that it's coming not from a place of God, but a place from fear.
Yeah. Yeah, because you want to address if you're living your life, if you're doing your day-to-day for the glory of God, or if it's not.
Right, and that's going to help you to assess, I think, whether you're doing things that are meaningless and taking away from your life that can be in these emotions. Mm-hmm. It's like maybe what you're doing isn't really of God. It's not focused on God, and it's taken away from the quality of your life and your connection to God. Yeah. And that's when we often have these red flags and fall into these unmotivated feelings.
Mm-hmm. And then lastly, you pray and give it to God. There's so many different ways that you can do this, but he is our ultimate guide. He's so much greater and better, and he will show us the way.
Absolutely.
When we give our everything to him.
Yes, key. You said it right there. When we give, we have to give our everything to him. It can't be like, well, I really like these things. They don't really praise you. In fact, you might not even approve of them. But everyone else is doing it. And I'm not half as bad as, you know, I'm not doing all the other things they're doing. I want to hang on to this.
Well, again, it's not about us. It's not about comparison. It's not about humans, period.
Right. And God shows up big when you let go mm-hmm. of the earthly ways, let go of sin and focus on him and glorify him and ask him to mm-hmm. show you the life.
Because we literally can't do anything on our own strength.
No, you're going to burn out. That's why there's so much burnout.
Yeah.
It's like you're going to burn out really quickly. Yeah. So there you have it. Get motivated
with God. Yeah. Get motivated with God.
Amen.
So I'm going to close this out in prayer. And then you guys, I hope you guys have a great week and have enjoyed this podcast. So join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much that we do not have to do this life on our own. Mm-hmm. That we don't have to cultivate our own motivation, Lord. But Amen. That we get to look to you and see your beauty and your glory and glorify you. And Lord, when our hearts are feeling tired or overwhelmed or just exhausted, Lord, would we look to you, that you would help us to fix our eyes on you, that this life is not about us. It's not about what we can do or what we can accomplish or how we can, you know, make people like us, but that it's about serving you, Amen. Emptying our hearts before you, emptying our minds before you, and yes. having you capture every thought and mm-hmm. make it obedient to you. Lord, I pray this week for our listeners, Lord, that they would feel motivated by you, motivated to serve you, motivated to love you, and that motivation wouldn't come from themselves, but it would be fully because of how great you are, that they want to serve you, that they want to love you, that they want to take every single breath for you.
Amen.
Lord, so I ask this in Jesus' name, that you would guide our weeks, that you would guide our days, guide our hearts and minds and thoughts and just everything, that everything would be for you. And in honor of you.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious, holy name, amen.
Amen. All glory to you, sweet Jesus. Powerful, powerful prayer. Thank you.
Well, you know, Holy Spirit just...
Thank you. That's really good. So, get motivated in God and find that peace. And we'll see you in 2 weeks. We're signing out. In faith and love.
Jaina.
And Kelly.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. If you are looking for more daily inspiration, go follow us on Instagram. We created an Instagram page and it's called faithfully_apologetic. So go there and give us a follow and a like and comment.
And you'll find inspiration, words of wisdom, and we're sharing God's love and word.
In faith and love.
Kelly.
And Jaina. Bye.